Hi, I'm Pat Feldball, and welcome to Press Pass. We are going to be having a series of conversations over the next few weeks, months, with Tim Clark, who is the Erie County Commissioner of Film. It's my pleasure to welcome you, Tim.
Well, thank you, Pat. It's actually the Buffalo Niagara Film Office, so we cover much more than Erie County. We really handle the eight counties of Western New York, and there's a lot of activity in pretty much all those parts of Western New York. My job is really several things. One probably major part is to actually market this region to sort of Hollywood, New York, the production community there, and beyond, really almost worldwide in a sense, you know, just to try to attract the film industry to Western New York. And luckily, we've had, you know, some pretty good success in recent years. And, you know, the outlook really only looks a little brighter.
What is it about the film industry today that has made it so competitive outside of Hollywood?
Well, I think everything goes back to the money, and that really centers on incentives. So in New York State, it's actually become a pretty lucrative place to film and to shoot, both movies as well as episodic television shows. And so there is this 30% rebate in the form of a tax credit for the film industry to shoot in New York State. So you get that whether you shoot in New York City or in Buffalo or in Jamestown or in Niagara Falls or Lockport, you get that wherever. But if you do come upstate to those areas that we talked about, Western New York, really all of Western New York, and Central New York even, you get an additional 10% of your labor costs back. So it really helps offset if you're traveling crew up here or actors, you know, bringing actors in from New York or whatever. It does help them make it a little more competitive to kind of come upstate because it is a little more expensive if you're traveling crew and cast up this way.
Sounds like a lot of administrative stuff involved in your job, but you're a pretty hands-on guy.
Yeah, I mean, we're Rich Wall, our director of operations, and myself really make up the office, a two-man office, and we're out there pretty much every day of the week. Saturdays, Sundays, Christmas, New Year's, I mean, there is really, it's kind of crazy some of the requests that come in on some of the holidays even. But yeah, we're out there because it's kind of like selling somebody a car. Yeah, we can get them to Buffalo and show them, you know, how to make, you know, use of this community to their benefit. But you also want to do the service part of it, too. When you sell a car, you want to make sure you're there if they need service, and that's what we do, too. We try to be on set for a lot of these movies and TV shows. If not, we're certainly a phone call away. And, yeah, we try to make things happen because there's always something that pops up, you know, some last-minute request or, you know, all of a sudden a piece of equipment, rather like a camera, might die or something, and we need to help them find a local vendor or something like that.
What do you have in the pipeline?
Well, we have CNN in this week. We also have NFL Films in this week, and they're doing a sort of this television show highlighting these 80s, 90s Bills era. So, you know, they're interviewing and bringing back Marv Levy and Scott Norwood and a bunch of people. So that'll be all around Buffalo. They've requested a number of clearances to shoot at places like City Hall, the Lighthouse out on the lake. They want some really beauty shots of Western New York and of Buffalo. We have that. And then we have another television show that is there. We have two full-blown movies that are in town and a third moving in the not-so-distant future. And in between all this, we get a lot of requests for scouting. And so we do a lot of that. And then, you know, that what you just heard about is TV and movies, but we also do television commercials. We have another big one happening this week and one happening in October that's a real big national commercial which is being shot here.
And how's the future looking?
I think the future is very, very bright here. And what I'm seeing and I'm liking are kids who have left here, you know, in sort of the 80s, 90s, and even that 2000 era for jobs in Los Angeles or New York, who are actually now moving back here because they're actually able to start making a living here in this business. So it's an exciting time. I mean, it's an exciting time in Western New York anyway because there's just so much happening. And again, I never really thought I'd see a lot of this in my lifetime, but I'm just glad to be part of it and glad that we're doing our little piece in the film industry.
Well, Tim Clark, Film Commissioner of Buffalo Niagara.
Yeah, thanks, Pat. It was a pleasure to be here, as always, hanging out with you and your listeners.
Well, thank you. I'm Pat Feldball for WBFO's Press Pass.